Again, this is Minister Cheryl. Welcome you again to the Dream Team Prayer Line. So we're going to kind of pick up where we left off. So last month, we began a study of Psalms 19, verses 7 through 10, where we talked about the inspired word of the Lord, which is God's revelation of himself as revealed to us through Scripture. So just for a little brief recap, David gave us six titles and characteristics of the word, and then he also let us know the effect that the word should have upon us who pay attention to what God has to say and then take heed to do what he says. David described the word as the law of the Lord being perfect, the testimony of the Lord being sure, the statutes of the Lord being right, the commandments of the Lord being pure, the fear of the Lord being clean and enduring forever, and the judgments of the Lord being true and righteous. Then David went on to share with us how he felt about God's word, that it was more to be desired or more precious than fine gold and sweeter than the honey on the honeycomb. David did not view Scripture as just some set of rules or regulations that we had to follow, but he loved the word because it revealed God. It revealed God's attributes, and it revealed God's love for man. Now, if we are to grow in God and mature in his word and want to be people who truly seek after God, then we need to approach the scriptures in the same manner as David did. We, too, shouldn't look at scripture as rules and regulations and say, I can't do this or I can't do that, and we use that as an excuse even not to go to church. But we need to develop a love for the word because it reveals God to us. Excuse me. It reveals God to us, and the word will change you if you want to be changed. So verse 11, we left off with verse 10, so we're going to pick up tonight with verse 11, and we're just going to see, can we pull a few more nuggets out of there? So verse 11 says, moreover by them, is your servant warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward. So moreover by them refers us back to the thoughts mentioned in those previous verses. So David here is saying to us, in addition to the law of the Lord, the testimony, the statutes, the commandments, the fear, and the judgments of the Lord reviving us, making us wise, keeping our hearts joyful, enlightening our eyes, and cleansing us, we'll see tonight where they also come to warn the servant of God and the great reward that comes in keeping them. First, who is the servant of God that is warned? Well, we know David was speaking of himself, a man after God's own heart. But that same warning applies to any person who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, who has repented of their sins, who has accepted him as Lord and Savior over their lives, and are now adopted into the family of God. Once we've been adopted into his family, we become his heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. We now have the privilege of entering into an intimate relationship with God in order that we learn his ways. And when we learn God's ways, when we learn what God expects of us, and how he wants us to live, both warning and reward bring positive benefits. Now, according to Webster's, warn means to inform someone in advance of possible impending danger or a problem or unpleasant situation, or to give cautionary advice about our actions or conduct. Now, is that not what the Word of God comes to do for us? If we get in the Word, allow the word of God to get in us, it too will inform us of the dangers of sinful behavior, wrong choices, and bad decisions, and it will come to warn us of the consequences of our actions. The word does not come to put chains on our hands and feet. It doesn't come to bound us up, but just the opposite. The word comes to make us free. But in order for that to happen, saints of God, we must first know truth. I like the acronym for Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. God's word is a guideline, or roadmap that while we are on this Christian journey here on this earth, it will light our path and keep us from going down the wrong road and straying off the path that leads to righteousness. The Word of God is a mirror that helps us to see ourselves, helps us to search our own hearts and recognize and acknowledge our sins. The Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, just like you would use a flashlight to find your way around in the dark to keep from stumbling. The Word of God illuminates and guides the way for us in the dark world that we are currently living in now. The Word will keep us out of trouble. Proverbs 4:27 says, "Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." And we need to take heed to God's warnings. Don't go running after everything you see. The grass is not always greener on the other side. What you see might look good to you right now, but it might not be good for you. Learn to look straight ahead, or better yet, look up and keep your eyes on the prize. Don't allow yourself to get sidetracked by detours that lead to sin, for sin comes with consequences. Yes, God forgives, but you still have to face the consequences of your actions. We know this from the story of David when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and you can read this for yourself in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. So moving on with the text, what are these great rewards? Webster defines rewards as a thing given in recognition of one's service, effort, or achievement. And this is true. But when I looked up the biblical meaning of rewards, it simply said rewards are a motivator. A motivator is something which moves one toward an action that changes or compels us to do what is right. Psalms 40:8 says, "I desire to do your will. Oh my God, your law is within my heart. It's not what I want, it's not what you want, but God, what do you want for me?" Obedience in and of itself brings blessings and rewards. Look at what Deuteronomy 28 says, and I'm going to just paraphrase a few of those verses. But the Word of God says, "If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands that I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth." And it doesn't stop there, but it goes on to say, if you obey the Lord your God, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. You will be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. God says he will even cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated right before your face. They may come against you one way, but God says, "I will cause them to flee seven ways. I will cause your barns and your storehouses to be blessed. I will command blessings be upon you. And everything that you set your hands to do, God says, I will bless you." If, only a two-letter word, but it carries a whole lot of meaning. If you keep his commandments and walk in his ways, those who obey God have everything they need. You won't lack anything that's good. If you follow God's directions and his instructions, you will be blessed. You will be saved. You will be delivered. You will be set free. You will be watched over, taken care of, shielded, protected, given what you ask for, and just good old happy. Hallelujah. Then after all that, just in case that's not enough, you'll receive great reward when you begin to give of yourself to help better the lives of others. Being part of something bigger than yourself and making a positive difference in somebody's life is not the all about me syndrome that we see a lot of in the world today. It's about being a blessing to others and being helpers one of another. When we can get to this place and don't become weary, don't lose heart, don't become discouraged in your well-doing, God says in due season at the appropriate time, at his appointed time, at the right time, you will reap if you faint not. 1 Corinthians 2:9 lets us know that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, have not even entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Now, how do we receive those great rewards? We receive them as we do God's word. James said, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." Yes, it is important to listen to what God says in his word, but it is much more important to obey it and do what it says. Luke 11:28 says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." When we learn to walk in obedience and live according to the moral standards God has set for us, the word declares that we are then a happy people. Happy when we read the word, happy when we hear the word, happy when we keep the word and apply it. We have to make a conscious decision and a sincere commitment to obey what God says. We heard the word of God go forth on Sunday. Those of us who are on the line and was at church on Sunday, God told Joshua, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go, wherever you put your foot, you're going to be blessed. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it both day and night," which means chew on it, digest it, "so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." You might not succeed by the world's standards or what the world considers success, but in God's eyes, you will be a success. And his opinion is the only one that matters. For God, he is a rewarder of his children who show loyalty to him. He rewards steadfastness. He rewards faithfulness. But remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must first believe that he is. You must first believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. God rewards us for how we serve him on earth. Colossians 3:23-24 said, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily or wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, as for the Lord, rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." I don't know about y'all, but Jesus is my boss, and I want everything that I do to be pleasing in his sight. I want everything that I set my hands to do to be blessed, and that's only going to come by walking in obedience to the word of God. God deeply desires our full commitment to his truth, and that truth is Jesus. Our commitment to obedience, it honors God, and it secures the reward that we will receive. Saints of God, we have an inheritance. What's his is now ours. For in Christ, we have the greatest reward of all. We have eternal life. Can somebody say hallelujah? Kept y'all on a little late last week, but we're done with the word of God. I pray that you were blessed, and we're gonna pray and we're gonna get off this line. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, God. We honor the presence of you, Lord God, in our lives. We thank you, God, for being so good. We thank you for being so loving and so kind. We bless the name of you tonight, God, for your name alone is worthy, my God, to be praised. Your name is worthy, oh, my God, to be lifted up. Your name alone, God, is worthy to be exalted. People of God, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I thank you tonight, my God. Thank you for the opportunity again, Lord, to minister the word of you. I thank you, God, for every person on this prayer line tonight. I thank you, God, for every ear that was open and in tune to hear the word of your God, for every person that's willing to be in a place of acceptance of your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, ordering our steps through the word of your God, studying your word diligently, oh, my God, and just getting to know you better. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God, asking you to bless every person on this line. Meet every need tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen every person tonight, God, even in the midst of weakness. The word of you declares, God, that in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Have your way, God, in every person's life tonight, in the lives of their family members. In the name of Jesus, bless every child, God. In the name of Jesus, every home represented tonight, God. Bless, Lord, their husbands, their wives, God. Bless the children, the grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Bless your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill them, God, with joy, God. Fill their hearts with joy, my God, with gladness, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, God, they might be going through tonight, we ask you, God, to give victory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, God, to bring deliverance to your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Set free, God, heal, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you tonight, God. We believe the word of you tonight, Lord. We believe your word, God. You believe you're going to do just what you said you're going to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We bless those, God, that are on our prayer list tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for bringing Elise through surgery, God. We thank you for healing tonight. We thank you for restoring mobility and function, God, to her knee, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, you've been mighty, mighty good. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that she's not in any pain. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you, God, as you see her through therapy, Lord. Oh, my God, as you continue to strengthen those muscles, as you continue to strengthen those ligaments and those tendons, my God, that they function, God, as you so ordained them to do. We bless the name of you tonight, God. We pray, God, tonight for Deaconess Mary Brown, Lord. We ask, God, that you would just touch her body, Lord, from the crown of her head, God, down to the soles of her feet. We ask you tonight, God, that you not, God, let her be in any pain, that you not, God, let us suffer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But touch them right now, my God. Bring complete healing to her, Lord. Bring complete healing, God. You promised to put no more upon her, my God, than she is able to bear. But even in the midst of the temptation, my God, you said you'll be her way of escape. Oh, my God, encourage her husband tonight. Encourage her children tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be that support system, God, that she needs. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, surround her, God, with love, Lord. Oh, my God, let her lack nothing, oh, God, but meet every need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, for Sister Shirley Brown tonight. Thank you, God, for bringing her through surgery. Thank you, God, for a good report. Thank you, God, for an uneventful surgery with no complications. Thank you, God, that even right now, she's on her way home. We thank you tonight, God. Nobody but you, Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Nobody but you. You said there's nothing too hard for you, oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for Gertie tonight, Lord. Pray that you would touch her body, God, that you would strengthen, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow her, God, to rest in you, Lord, even while she lays there bedridden. Oh, my God, she's not alone, Lord. Hallelujah, God, encourage her family tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them, Lord, and allow them to continue, God, to go forth and be that support system that she needs, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen, my God, the caregiver, Lord. Oh, my God. Fill her, God, with compassion, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight, God, as you increase appetite, God. Increase her thirst, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would build her up, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, it's only, Lord, you can do. We pray for God, Miss Virginia Monroe tonight and all of those that are in the nursing home, God, that you will continue to overshadow them with your love, God, with compassion tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that you would look on the nurses, God, and the caregivers in the facilities, Lord, in the hospitals, my God, that are looking over your people. Oh, my God, that are serving in the capacity of a servant, Lord, and taking care of your people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Brother Elmer Mosby tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for bringing him through surgery. Thank you, God, for returning him home, God, to his family. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you've done great and mighty things. Asking you tonight to strengthen Betty, Lord. My God, as she takes care of him. Oh, my God, as she travels back and forth, to and fro, up and down the road, going to doctor's appointments, to this one and that one. God, asking you just to renew her strength tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight. Remember digging Lonnie tonight, God, as you continue to bring healing to his body, as you continue to strengthen him, Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, bless his family tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, God, meet every need, God, that arise in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Trustee Terry, Lord, and Sister Rocky, oh, God. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for them. Oh, my God, you brought them a long way. Hallelujah, my God, and they have not given up on you. We thank you tonight, God, as you continue to strengthen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we continue to pray for Diggin' and Diggin' is Robert and Shirley Cooper tonight. Oh, God, that you will continue to strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen Shirley, God, as she takes care of her husband. Oh, my God, restore unto Robert, God, all, my God, that has been taken from him. Hallelujah, you're able, God, to restore neurological function. Not too hard for you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Meet their needs tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, and I pray tonight for Bishop Foots. I thank you tonight, God, for all that you're doing in his life. I thank you, God, for all that you're bringing him through. My God, because, Lord, if you've done it before, God, you're able to do it again. Hallelujah, my God. Encourage his heart tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, just have your way, Lord, in the midst of his family, God, in the midst of his church family. Encourage tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for bereaved families on tonight. My God, those that have lost loved ones. I pray for Sister Anna Allen tonight, God, and during the loss of her sister. My God, as they make preparations to lay to rest her loved one, God, I ask that you would encourage her. I ask that you would strengthen, God. I ask that you would wipe away tears tonight. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, stretch forth your strong arm. Oh, my God, and encourage tonight. Raise up tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Every head that's hung down. Oh, my God. Every heart, God, that's been broken. My God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up every head tonight, God. Hallelujah, for the word says you are the lifter up of our heads. And we thank you tonight, my God. Hallelujah. We bless those, God, that are in positions, Lord, in the White House and in the Senate and in the Congress, and those, God, that are in positions to make decisions to govern the lives of your people. Oh, my God, let them know that you are in charge. You are the sovereign God. You are the infinite God. Hallelujah. Everything, God, belongs to you. You're the omnipotent God, the all-powerful, the omniscient God, the all-knowing and all-wise God. And you, God, are the omnipresent, ever-present God you are. Hallelujah, my God. We are your children. Hallelujah, my God. And what you say goes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way tonight, oh God. Continue, Lord, to bless the young people, Lord. Bless the veal, God. Remember the youth pastor and Sister Tawana in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, as they're working on the battlefield, my God, they're training up your young people, my God. Hallelujah, to learn of you, to come into relationship with you. My God, they're not too young. Hallelujah, my God, that they can step out, God, whether it's in school or college or wherever it is, God, and be examples before their peers, God. The examples of you, God, in their life, in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, God, for our church mother, Lord, that you will continue, God, to strengthen her, Lord, Continue, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, to build her up. She's not giving up on you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you've been so good to her, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've done great and mighty things, God, in her life. Continue to strengthen tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Reverend Anderson tonight, God, that you would just stop by, God, and just a touch from you, my God, would make everything all right. My God, that you would relieve her of all of that congestion, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that she's able to breathe freely, God. Hallelujah, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her right now, God, from the crown of her head, God, down to the soles of her feet. Let her know, God, remind her that this too, my God, will pass. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, thy God, that heal it. God, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Have your way, God, in her life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for her son tonight, God, who's there to take care of her, to look after her, God. I pray that you would ever strengthen him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that he would ever come into relationship with you. My God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brothers on tonight, that they, God, would get to know you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, that they would seek after you. My God, that somehow, some way, my God, through some avenue, my God, you would get through to them in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would cry out unto your God, what must I do to be saved? God, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I continue to pray for my sister, God, that you would ever touch her, Lord. Oh, touch her mind, God. I pray for Helen tonight, God. Touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, if her family takes care of her, Lord, strengthen her tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I continue to pray for my godson, Malika. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would bring complete deliverance. Thank you for what you've already done. But I thank you tonight, God, for what you're yet to do. That you bring deliverance, complete deliverance, God, from seizures and from autism. My God, in the name of Jesus, that that young man grow up, my God, to live a normal lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, remember his parents tonight, God. Encourage them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in their lives. My God, let them forever put you first in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them ever walk upright before your God. And your word declares there's no good thing you withhold from them that walk upright before your God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for Michael tonight, God, that whatever it is he's going through, my God, that you would bring complete deliverance, that you would bring complete healing. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that you would deliver him, God, from high blood pressure. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just one touch from you, my God, would make everything all right. Bless his family tonight, God. Meet all of their needs, Lord. Don't let them lack anything. Oh, my God, I pray for my pastor and Lady B tonight, and every pastor, every minister, every teacher. Oh, my God, that you would ever, God, continue to bless all they set their hands to do. Oh, my God, as they're working faithfully in the vineyard. Oh, my God, to feed your sheep. Hallelujah, my God. Continue, God, to bless. Hallelujah, God. Let your anointing fall fresh upon them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Encourage their hearts tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, let them lack nothing. Oh, my God, bless everything they set their hands to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to grow our church family, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to grow us in you. Continue to mature us in the word of you, God, that we can go forth and be disciples of your God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we can go forth and help build your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every member, God, every trustee, every deacon, every praise team member, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every usher, God, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my God, we're working for you, Lord. Let our work, God, is not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Continue to strengthen, Lord, to get a work done for you, God. Help us to be on one accord, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight. We give your name glory. We give your name the honor, God. We give your name the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. Can somebody give God praise on tonight? Hallelujah. Can somebody give God praise on tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you are mighty, God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Help us to go forth and be not hearers only of your word, but let us go forth, God, and be doers in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. We give you praise on tonight, God. Lord, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We believe you tonight, God. We believe you tonight, God, to do just what you said you would do. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah, God. You're so amazing. Oh, my God. And we love you tonight. We love you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, where would we be without you? Hallelujah, God. Had it not been for your God who was on our side, where would we be tonight? Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. I don't know about y'all, but I feel all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. We thank you tonight.
Thank you.
Again, I pray you've been blessed by the word on tonight. Thank you again for calling in, and thank you for being faithful. And remember, God rewards your faithfulness. He will not forget your labor of love. And he's going to close out your back and know that I love you. God loves you. Lady B would say, and the word of God says, keep lifting your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. And never forget that all of your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Have your way, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.